91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy with some light fog at 4:02 p.m. from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Michaela Chapman. Hundreds of local residents braved the rain this morning at the Belleville Cenotaph for the city's annual Remembrance Day ceremony. Marvin Schmidt, the moderator for the ceremony, says he is surprised by the number of people who came to the ceremony.
And I don't think there was a space on this green grass around here that was vacant. I don't think there was. There were so many people. There's been more than we expected, and it's good. I'm glad that people are remembering. I'm glad the message is getting through.
Schmidt says he is thankful the weather held off through the ceremony. In other local news, Loyalist College also held a Remembrance Day ceremony this morning in Alumni Hall. Martin Allen reports.
Before the ceremony, before the last post, people greeting each other, chairs shuffling, but when the ceremony started, you could hear a pin drop. Former Loyalist College professor Andy Sparling played the last post, followed by 2 minutes of silence. Major Alan Ferris served tours in Sudan and Afghanistan. He was here from Trenton and gave his perspective about the importance of civilians in Canada's armed forces.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is you that provide us with the center of gravity and the strength and the courage to do what we do on a daily basis. And it's activities like this. It's activities like the Highway of Heroes, the Kandahar Monument in Trenton. We're a very special community here in Trenton. We get lots of support, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing what you do and supporting us as our center of gravity.
Mary Thomas, local author, also talked to the audience and told stories of her time in Bosnia and a story about a World War I soldier. It was an emotional ceremony to a packed audience at Alumni Hall, a touching tribute to Canada's armed forces. Martin Allen, QNET News.
Also paying tribute this Remembrance Day was the community of Trenton. The rainy weather didn't stop hundreds of people in the area from paying their respects during the city's Remembrance Day ceremony. Retired veteran Harold Gagnon said it's a good feeling to know that people are thinking about those who have served their country.
I love it when people show up now. You show dedication and you show that people think about us. It's good.
Gagnon retired in 1999 and was stationed in many places, including the First Gulf War. In more local news, Belleville's Katrina's Cupcakes showed their support this Remembrance Day by serving up some special treats. QNET News reporter Haley Rose has the story.
Katrina's Cupcakes honored soldiers and veterans in a unique way today. Chocolate and vanilla cupcakes with bright red poppies line the glass display cases at the bakery. Michelle Wilson works at the front counter and said the support from customers has been amazing.
The response has been, like I said, so overwhelming. We ran out and actually had to start baking more this morning.
Because the response was so overwhelming, Wilson says the bakery hopes to do something on a larger scale next year.
But definitely a higher volume of product now that we know that everyone wants them.
Wilson also said it was important for all of the staff to give back today because so many of them have people in their lives who have served.
We all have people in our lives that have served in the military and some older friends that fought in World War II, so it's really important to us to honor their memory and some that are still alive and honor them.
Proceeds from the cupcake sales will go to a Canadian-based organization called True Patriot Love. This organization focuses on helping soldiers and their families by funding them with mental health programs, physical rehabilitation, family support, and veteran transition. I'm Haley Rose, QNET News.
In global news, this year marks the 100th anniversary of iconic war poem In Flanders Field. To mark the occasion, the Vimy Foundation has challenged tens of thousands of school children to recite Colonel John McCrae's famous poem. Grade 12 student Amon Trivastava from John McCrae Secondary School says the poem still holds significance as it can get the younger generation thinking and reflecting on what's currently going on in the world.
We can be non-reflective at times, especially our generation, like mine, because, you know, we're still young and just like we don't really think about the world that much. We just think about ourselves, like I mentioned.
The poem was published by Punch magazine in December 1915 and was translated into dozens of languages. McCrae died in 1918. In U.S. news, President Barack Obama has laid a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery on what is Veterans Day in the U.S. Speaking at the observances, Obama says today's tributes to the veterans will ring hollow if America doesn't ensure those who wore its uniform receive the care and benefits they've earned.
This day is not only about gratitude for what they have done for us. It is also a reminder of all that they still have to give to our nation and our duty to them.
Obama says veterans deserve better than the troubled, plagued Veterans Affairs health system. In national news, David Alexander Robertson hopes that the next generation will become more educated about the issue of missing and murdered Aboriginal women. The Winnipeg-based author's new book tells the story of 19-year-old Helen Betty Osborne, who was abducted and murdered in Manitoba in 1971. Robertson says Osborne's story was one of the first times Canada became aware of the violence experienced by Indigenous women.
The stats say that there are over 1,200 missing and murdered Indigenous women or girls in this country. That's probably on the lighter side of the reality of how many of our women and girls have gone missing or been murdered. So this book is a way for me to share knowledge about that epidemic.
Robertson says he hopes people who read it are so affected by the story as he was when he was writing it. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:09 p.m. Nick Ogden has sports next.
Some people buy insurance from 1-800 numbers. Wouldn't you rather buy insurance from someone who knows it's Caniftan, not Kniftan? I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. We know this community and we understand local trends. Did you know insurance companies will soon use telematics to record your driving habits? You'll want to speak to someone about that. Speak with us in person. Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. In local sports, the Loyalist College women's volleyball team will be hosting Fleming College tonight at 6 p.m. Shortly after, the Loyalist men's volleyball team will also be taking on Fleming at 8. Turning to local basketball news, the Loyalist College women's basketball team will be taking on the St. Lawrence College Vikings at 6 p.m. here in Belleville on Friday. The men's basketball team will also be playing against St. Lawrence this Friday at 8. The Lady Lancers are in 9th place overall in the OCAA standings. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be playing against the Buffalo Junior Sabres at 7:35 p.m., while the Orangeville Flyers will be taking on the Georgetown Raiders at 7:30. In NBA news, there will be 11 games including the Toronto Raptors versus the Philadelphia 76ers at 7 p.m. The Raptors are away from home but stand in sixth in the Eastern Conference. The Golden State Warriors will also be away in Memphis, taking on the Grizzlies at 8 p.m. The Warriors are first in the Western Conference standings. There will be two games on tap tonight in the NHL. The Montreal Canadiens are away and set to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins at 7:30. The Canadiens are standing in first in the Atlantic Eastern Conference. The Edmonton Oilers are also away and will be taking on the Anaheim Mighty Ducks at 10 p.m. in California. In football news, the New York Jets face the Buffalo Bills tomorrow night. Bills head coach Rex Ryan has stirred the pot by designating IKN Impali as the captain for the game. And Impali made headlines during training camp with the Jets when he punched quarterback Geno Smith and broke his jaw. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith says although Ryan's selection of Impali as captain is comical, it is also distasteful.
It is funny. It is humorous. It does grab headlines. It is so Rex. But it's also classless.
The Jets stand in second in the Eastern Conference. In other NFL news, tensions are running high as proposed plans to move not one, but two NFL teams, such as the San Diego Chargers, to Los Angeles are in the works. Alex Stone has more.
In New York, leaders from San Diego, Oakland, and St. Louis are trying to convince the NFL to keep their respective teams in their current cities. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner is pleading his case to team owners.
The Chargers belong in San Diego. And we're fighting for San Diego.
His argument comes on the same day we find out Bob Iger, chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company, parent company of ABC News, will chair an effort by the Raiders and Chargers to move to a new stadium in Carson, just south of L.A., one of several L.A. stadium proposals. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now back to Michaela Chapman with the weather update.
It's currently 10 degrees and there's a light fog in the air, the expected high for today being 10 degrees with a low of 7 tonight. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 12 degrees with some cloud coverage and showers beginning in the morning. You can also expect some wind picking up in the early afternoon. There'll also be a low of 6 degrees and a 60% chance of showers. Friday we're looking at cloudy, also with a 60% chance of showers, windy and a high of 7 degrees, and overnight, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, also windy and a low of minus 3. At 4:13 p.m., it's 10 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Michaela Chapman, QNET News, news on 91X next at 5 p.m.